Concours Agricom 2008, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 16. Dead celebs, branding beyond the grave. Macabre as it may be, branding the dead is big business. When you think about it, dead personalities have all the attributes of great brands. They're memorable, likable, and valuable. Many deceased celebrities make far more money for their estates than they ever made while they were alive. In last year's Top Earning Dead Celebrities ranking by Forbes magazine, 13 deceased individuals brought in a healthy $247 million in 12 months. The list is populated by actors and musicians, as well as other notable celebrities. Here, the likes of John Lennon and Ray Charles intermingle with Albert Einstein, J.R.R. Tolkien and Andy Warhol. Perhaps the most obvious example of the immortality of a dead celebrity is Elvis Presley. 30 years after his death, Presley remains the king, and he has the earning power to prove it. Elvis has consistently topped the Forbes list since 2001, earning $42 million in 2006. The Elvis Presley brand is as strong as ever, in fact. The king's continuing popularity is nothing short of death-defying. According to Forbes, some 600,000 people visit Presley's home, Graceland, annually, and over 250 companies are official Elvis licensees. Elvis is but one example of the personality brand's staying power. Movie stars Marilyn Monroe and James Dean, rock stars Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison, and international celebrity Princess Diana are notorious for their posthumous popularity. The 10-year anniversary of Diana's death and the reopening of an inquiry into the case led to a recent rash of television specials and renewed interest worldwide. When tragedy befalls a young celebrity, that individual can reach new heights of popularity. James Dean and Richie Valance appear larger now than they were in life. John F. Kennedy lives on because of his untimely death. "When you die young, you're frozen in time," said Mark Roessler, the head of CMG Worldwide, in a 2003 interview with the New York Times. Roessler pioneered the field of protecting dead celebrities and their estates. CMG's first dead client was Elvis Presley. Today they represent more dead celebrities than anyone else, among them Babe Ruth, Joe Louis, Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, Malcolm X, Jack Kerouac, and Mark Twain. Then there are those rare, ordinary individuals who, by their simple acts of courage, make a huge difference in the world. People like US civil rights activist Rosa Parks. When Parks died in October 2005, it was only a matter of time before unscrupulous marketers would try to capitalize on her legacy. Roessler describes his business in an interview with Business Horizons magazine. He says, "In representing clients like Marilyn Monroe and James Dean, we formulate comprehensive marketing campaigns in an attempt to turn these personalities into brands. In doing so, we select the proper programs that reinforce and build those products into long-term viable brands." Fin du texte numéro 16.